There have been two attempts on Trump's life, added the House Majority Leader. Secret Service must up their level of protection of him to their full capabilities, including expanding the perimeter. Jared Stepman, The Daily Signal. For the second time in 3 months, there was an assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. The FBI has responded to West Palm Beach, Florida, and is investigating what appears to be an attempted assassination of former President Trump, the FBI said in a statement Sunday afternoon. Authorities just acknowledged if President Trump was president, they'd do more to protect him, wrote Representative Steve Scalise, who was shot by a gunman in 2017 when practicing with Republicans for the congressional baseball game. This must change. There have been two attempts on Trump's life, added the House Majority Leader. Secret Service must up their level of protection of him to their full capabilities, including expanding the perimeter. While Trump was golfing in West Palm Beach, Florida on Sunday, authorities say a man put the muzzle of a rifle through a chain-link fence around the course Trump was on. According to Fox News, the man was between 300 and 500 yards from Trump. When the man put the gun through the fence, the Secret Service opened fire. According to the New York Post, the man had a GoPro on the fence, which was likely intended to be used to video the shooting. The man fled the scene and was later apprehended. The New York Post, citing unnamed law enforcement sources, said the alleged gunman is Ryan Ruth. Ruth, who has a lengthy criminal record from North Carolina, frequently posted about politics and exclusively donated to Democratic candidates and causes dating back to 2019. He also bashed Trump in an April 22 post on X in which he declared, "Democracy is on the ballot and we cannot lose," reported the Post. The Trump campaign put out a statement shortly after the shooting. "There were gunshots in my vicinity, but before rumors start spiraling out of control, I wanted you to hear it first. I am safe and well," his statement read. "Nothing will slow me down. I will never surrender. I will always love you for supporting me. Unity, peace, make America great again." There was a flood of reactions to the second assassination attempt on social media, including those saying a second assassination attempt showed the need for more answers about Trump's security. "We must ask ourselves how an assassin was allowed to get this close to President Trump again," said Representative Elise Stefanik, House Republican Conference Chair, in a statement. "There continues to be a lack of answers for the horrific assassination attempt in Pennsylvania, and we expect there to be a clear explanation of what happened today in Florida. Thankfully, God continues to watch over President Trump," the New York Republican added. "Why isn't the Biden-Harris Secret Service protecting Donald Trump?" posted Rep. Daryl Issa, R. Califf, on X. Trump's vice presidential running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, R. Ohio, wrote, "I'm glad President Trump is safe. I spoke to him before the news was public and he was, amazingly, in good spirits." Vice President Kamala Harris put out a statement on X. "Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. I have been briefed on reports of gunshots fired near former President Trump and his property in Florida, and I am glad he is safe. Violence has no place in America," she wrote. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer wrote that the Secret Service needs to treat Trump as a sitting president and increase his security. Former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy also called said on the Secret Service to massively step up its protection of Trump. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, posted on X an interview he'd done with Fox News in the morning before the incident where he talked about the need to reform the Secret Service. Senator Chuck Grassley, R. Iowa, wrote that the FBI needs to be more transparent about its investigation into the incident. Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wrote, "I was just briefed by the acting director of the Secret Service. I applaud the Secret Service for their quick response to ensure former President Trump's safety." Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, wrote that, "It is inexplicable that this happened again." MSNBC host Alex Witt asked a guest if the Trump campaign should turn down the rhetoric. Kirsten Pelz, the communication director for Senator Ron Johnson, RWIS, wrote that it was "truly horrifying" that we now have to qualify which Trump assassination attempt we are referring to. "This is a breaking news story and it may be updated." Source: The Daily Signal.